I wanted to spend time on this yesterday. Never got to it yet today. How you're going to have your own environmental marker on your car, on your billfold, you know, in your ID cards, for what your environmental footprint is. It's going to start with your cars. I've got that here in the stack. I'm going to get to that later. I wanted to play a minute or so of this CNN piece where they're announcing how great it is. Oh, there's some people that are imagining things. There's all these rumors. Meanwhile, it's on 60 Minutes and everywhere. They have microwave guns, sound cannons there, rubber bullets, $25 million spent per convention. But they come in and call them weapons. They say they're going to use them on them. But then they use an emotional cognitive dissonance trigger and say, some of the crazy people are saying that it's secret and that there might be weapons. But now let us show you the weapons. I mean, a total propaganda piece with the reporters reporting on it like they're talking about some fun water park or something. Oh, in Darth Vader outfits with microwave weapons. It's going to be there, but some believe it's going to be there. See, all just indoctrinating you in mental illness. Let's go ahead and play this.
Pepperball rifles, goo guns, and sonic rays. Some of them are just wild rumors, but some may not be. Some of those weapons might be used to protect our political conventions later on this year. Ed Lavandera is at the convention site in Denver where the Democrats are going to meet.
See, hit pause. Some of those weapons. Now it's not non-lethal, it's weapons. See, they were meant to train to see images of men in black shooting at people, flame shooting out of guns. The Army said 20 years ago, then they'll upgrade to rubber bullets, harder bullets that kill a lot of people. There'll be deaths. They're going to have provocateurs that are attack peaceful people. The news will go be part of the cover-up, show the cops dressed up and say they're real anarchists. We're going to expose these little bastards. Let's go back to it.
John and Kieran, to prepare for this summer's political conventions, Congress is giving the host cities, Denver and St. Paul, Minnesota, $50 million each to pay for security expenses.
All right, stop it right there. Congress doesn't give money. They take our money locally. I hear idiots every day say it's free money. And then they send federal control in. And with this federal money, Delta Force in 99 commanded the anarchists. That came out in the mainstream news. And staged them rioting so they could attack the peaceful people. They are traitors and enemies of America. They are trying to destroy our democratic process and our First Amendment. They are guilty of treason. Back to the clip.
Expenses. But what exactly that money is being spent on is top secret here in Denver.
Stop right there. Back it up again. See, it's top secret. Oh, there's wild rumors about this, but we do have these weapons, but it's top secret, and the feds run it. See, everything's top secret. Your local cops are now top secret, and the preacher spying on you, top secret, with these criminal, drug-dealing murderers that run our government running all of this. Back to it.
Is top secret here in Denver.
$25 million buys a lot of very interesting things.
Bob Newman is an anti-terrorism consultant helping some Denver companies prepare for the Democratic convention. He's anxious to see what kind of crowd control weaponry authorities will deploy for the convention.
Authorities.
There are also these crazy rumors going around.
City officials
and
the police department.
Notice how it's all scripted. They first have the anchor say crazy rumors. They cut to him, crazy rumors. But he's fighting terror. The protesters are terrorists. See, and it goes on and on, all woven, all crafted, all baseline propaganda, and just defenseless public. You know, those that haven't tuned out of mainstream news are just like, and then they'll see if the feds decide to spring it, if we don't counter their black op, they will have their cops out leading little terrorist squads. And you'll find out the anarchists are really communists, most of them, that are with the cops. And they'll tell you point blank, they'll go, I'm going to kill you someday, Jones. You're damn right with cops. I work for them, and we're taking over. The state needs to rise, and we're here to make sure it does. And then later, down with the state, down with the state. And they're total status. I mean, I've had them in Austin death threat me, sitting there getting black op orders from the cops with feds overhanging us. You know what it's like to know the police are terrorists? You know what it's like to have them come up and say they're going to plant bombs on you? You know what it's like to know these bastard anarchist leaders are scumbag feds? You know what it's like to know they're out there doing this so they can shut down our free speech? And I'm going to Denver, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to cover what's going on there. You can be assured of that. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is coming up next. Strap yourselves in. He's guaranteed to be locked and loaded in the InfoWar. PrisonPlanet.com!
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is a war on for your mind. You have found it, the tip of the spear, the very front lines in the fight against the globalists and their crime syndicate that is destroying the name of our country, destroying our currency, setting up an unmitigated police state, and preparing a heinous Hitlerian-style attack on the Iranians that even mainstream media and brokerage houses are saying will triple energy prices for the time. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us for the next 30 minutes or so, and we're going to talk about the Iran situation, the neocons, what he thinks they're going to do. What's happening with the economy, the anthrax case. He's been writing a lot of great syndicated columns out there. He also, of course, has his second edition of his great book out that we'll go over. And he is the father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal associate editor, and, of course, was the head economist, number two man of the Department of the Treasury, head of policy. Good to have you on, Dr. Roberts. Let's tackle any of those subjects I threw out that you want to hit first.
Well, Alex, I hardly know where to begin. You know, for some years I've been expressing the view that an attack on Iran was in the cards unless somebody was able to stop it. And it doesn't look like the Congress or the media are going to stop it. There's indications that the United States military is not very happy about it, you know, except maybe for the Air Force. On the other hand, it seems at this point to really be a reckless scheme because so much has come out about the behavior of the Bush regime, the fact that we were completely deceived, that they lied about all the so-called evidence leading into Iraq. You know, we've had the book by the former White House press spokesman. We've had the Rockefeller Committee's reports on how all the intelligence was misrepresented and fabricated by Bush, indeed every high official in his government. And so for them, in the face of all of this, in the face of European opposition, apparently even in the face of Arab opposition of our own, you know, puppet states like Saudi Arabia and Egypt, if they attack it, Iran, it will really be reckless. And I would assume if they go ahead with such absence of support everywhere, that they intend for the Iranian response to sink our aircraft carriers or do something dramatic, that everybody gets so mad and scared and all the rest about that we use nuclear weapons. So I can't think of any other reason. The sort of notion we're going to do some kind of surgical attack on their nuclear reactors, it seems to me to be far-fetched, because the damage that would be done, it would be small compared to the risk of the retaliation if they actually can close the Strait of Hormuz and stop oil flows, if they actually can sink those carriers, which apparently they can do, if they actually can hit the Israel itself with those longer-range missiles, and if, the Arabs themselves predict, that would cause an uproar throughout the Middle East, that maybe cause even the Maliki puppet regime in Iraq to turn against us. So I just don't.
And they're also, Iran has said they're going to attack with a blitzkrieg military style attack into Iraq. They've said they're going to block the strait there with a bunch of sunken ships. They're saying, and of course the military, let's get this on the record now, the Navy and Admiral Fallon and others have said they've been ordered to put the ships way too, you know, close to Iran, and there's no reason to even do that. We're talking 20, 30 more minutes of flying time to make the aircraft carriers be safe. The Bush administration is knowingly sticking them right up there, inviting the Iranians to blow it to kingdom come. And a large segment of the population that is dim-witted, to say the least, psychologically scarred, will see that as an attack by Iran, when Iran has, under international law, the right to fight back and defend itself. And what concerns me, Dr. Roberts, and I'll get your take on this, is, A, the ships, why they knowingly have them up so close under orders. And I mean, that's clear evidence of treason right there by the executive branch. But secondarily, I've seen Times of London and U.S. newspapers all saying they bought monkeys for bioweapons. You read the article, no evidence. They're making a nuclear bomb again. They've got one. I mean, just the same lies that we heard with Iraq I'm seeing the exact same script, just changing that last letter from Iraq to Iran. And it's like a dream world we're walking through. Ron Paul said that on the show last week, like, you can't believe it's happening, but it appears they're just going to do it, come hell or high water.
Well, that certainly seems to be the case, and the only reason I can see they would want to do all this would be so they could use nuclear weapons. You know, some time back, I came to the conclusion, I don't remember if it was 06 or 07, that they had learned, the neoconservative brown shirts and the brown shirt Bush regime had learned that they cannot dominate the Middle East with conventional weapons. And so that they came to the conclusion that they would have to nuke the Muslims, because then the Muslims would realize that terrorism and guerrilla warfare, fourth generation warfare, is not an effective response to nuclear weapons. So that's the conclusion the neocon brown shirts.
Exactly, but the analysts are saying it will turn the whole West, the whole world further against us, will cause domestic resistance, and I guess that's their excuse to crack down domestically. It appears then this is a going for broke.
Well, it doesn't make any sense because we have nothing to gain by it. I mean, there's nothing that we gain by it. I'm absolutely convinced the Bush regime knows that Iran doesn't have any nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency keeps telling them that over and over and over. Furthermore, it wouldn't make any difference if they had nuclear weapons. A lot of people have nuclear weapons that are far greater potential threats to the United States than Iran could ever be. I mean, you know, just China and Russia.
Pakistan.
Yes, but it's hard to imagine even Pakistan being a threat.
No, I mean, I agree
with
you. On
the level of China and Russia. I mean, and yet what we're doing provokes China and Russia because China has huge energy investments in Iran and relies on that as a source of energy, and any nuclear fallout would probably spread over Russian territory. The whole thing is insane, and so and there's nothing in it for us. It's not like we gain anything from doing this, and that's why it makes no sense to me. There's not really any support for it. I mean, maybe some of the crazies in Congress, but I don't think it's such an isolated and evil act that it's hard to see what the advantage is.
But torture is evil, and there's no advantage unless it means terrorizing the people of the West.
I agree with that, Alex, but the consequences of an individual case of torture is not the same as attacking Iran and provoking.
Why did Hitler invade?
And then going into a nuclear type. You know, if we drop nuclear bombs on them, Japan, just think what it reawakens in Japan, because we nuked two of their cities for no reason whatsoever. And basically, they were war crimes directed against civilian population. It'll just reawaken them. That's the whole thing. And we're not strong. We're not the dollars a week. We depend on foreigners to finance both our imports and the daily operations of the government.
Well, that's what Ron Paul says. He says that most assuredly this will accelerate the demise of the dollar if they attack. Do you agree?
Sure. It'll leave us even more hated and isolated, and there's no advantage. I mean, you'd have to be not only insane, but you'd have to have a moronic IQ to see Iran as a threat to America, that somehow they were a threat to us, even if they had nuclear weapons, they're not a threat to us. You know, Iran has not attacked anybody, and God knows when.
And by the way, Doctor, that was my next question. As you know, for 5 years, Cy Hirsch has reported the White House admits they've got four different Wahhabist groups, which they have called Al Qaeda, attacking Iran, blowing up school buses, mosque, and the Iranians are suing the U.S. and for doing it, and the U.S. admits they're doing it. I mean, we're attacking them every week with terror attacks, and they're laying there taking it.
Well, it's obvious that they don't want the conflict, and it's hard to see any reason for this or anybody gaining from this, because the consequences for the United States are all so terribly adverse, and there's nothing good for us. There's nothing we gain. So I don't know that it can happen. You see, the Navy has to know those ships shouldn't be that close, and so if they lose them, the Navy's got to know what's happened. I don't know how much the idiot in the White House can demoralize the military.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 8, 2008. Gold is at $9.1930. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9.4585, $4.6585 for half ounce, $2.3293 for quarter ounce. That's $9.4585, $4.6585, and $2.3293.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I want to get your take on. We got Obama. We got McCain. I mean, we know Obama's bought and paid for by some of the same interests. We know what McCain wants. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb, Iran. I have the Rasmussen reports, respected polls. The percentage of voters who give Congress good or excellent ratings has fallen to single digits for the first time in history. This month, say, just 9% is doing a good job. And the vast majority said they're doing a bad job. I mean, if the government's fully discredited, the police are discredited, they're believing their own Kool-Aid they're drinking, but the public isn't. They know the illegal aliens are above the law. They know corrupt police are above the law. They know politicians are above the law. Where do you see this going?
Well, nowhere good. I agree with you on that.
And I think we could possibly have a little hope, at least, that things will slow down in the directions which they're going. Obama, he probably will talk a bit different. And just the fact that he talks different gives more cover to the cowards in Congress, especially among the Democrats. And so you could actually see a substantial change in behavior in Washington. As long as the president is talking war, terrorists, blah, blah, it's hard for people to, in the Congress, to get on the wrong side of that, or very far on the wrong side. But if somebody's talking a little bit different, then they get braver and they can be more aggressive. And we could actually see some investigations and a more forceful attitude on the part of the Democrats in Congress. I wouldn't completely dismiss that. I wouldn't bet my life on it or anything.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is Bush is saying he wants to attack Iran before Obama gets in or before McCain gets in. We only got a few minutes left. I also want to plug the book before you leave, Dr. Roberts, and we appreciate your time. The economy, I mean, you're an economist, the top economist. Where do you see it going? It looks like things are deteriorating faster than we had hoped. We wish they would stop and reverse, but many had forecast a few years for this to play out. Does it look like it's worsening quicker than you thought?
No, I wouldn't say it's quicker than I thought. There's several things happening. As you know, we have this recession that's induced by the inability to keep the economy going any further on the buildup of debt. But that's not the main problem. The main problem is we have destroyed the infrastructure that produced good jobs for Americans. There are no more good jobs. They're offshored. I saw the other day where all the automobile producers were closing their design studios in California. They're all now offshore as well. When you lose manufacturing, you lose research, development, design, you lose everything. So all of the kind of jobs that we had people go to universities to do, they're gone. And so the economy can't recover from that. It's on its way to India of 20 years ago, where you have nothing but domestic service jobs. And you have lawyers driving cabs and engineers driving cabs and working as barmen and that type of thing. So I think they have pretty much ruined the outlook for Americans who used to look to getting ahead in life, at least somewhat.
But that sure makes it cheap for multinationals to come in and buy up what's left. In closing, is there any way to reverse this?
Not with the kind of leadership that we have in Washington or produce, and not with the kind of disinformation that the people continually fall for. So I think we're going to have some pretty rough times. And as I say in this book of mine that's come out in the second edition, Tyranny of Good Intentions, what we've really lost is the constitutional protections of our civil liberties. And this is far more deadly than the loss of jobs, the loss of the economy. We simply no longer have the protection of law. Law is now a weapon.
We can lose our factories but get them back if we had liberty. But when you don't have liberty, you're just another third world cesspit.
That's right. And that's the greatest change. My book updates everything has happened and has new chapters showing what Bush has added, and we simply no longer are a free people. We think we are because the process of picking people up is random. It's not directed at all of us or the group. But we're no longer protected, Alex.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you out there exposing it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you for spending time with us. The book is The Tyranny of Good Intentions, available in better bookstores everywhere.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
One thing's for sure. These are not boring times. These are the times that try men's souls. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times in this tale of two cities. One, a shining light of liberty and freedom, the apple of the world's eye. But now its evil doppelganger is what we witness as this government today. The most wantonly evil government in history. The most premeditatedly wicked and conniving group of sinister forces we've ever seen. You are the target. You are the enemy of the New World Order. I want to play a bunch of clips now, but in the first hour, I played this clip from Australian newspaper, the Courier Mail. And this is how they wanted to nerve gas with lethal nerve gas, 200 troops. They don't mention that in the U.S. and England, it killed the troops in some of the tests, and others just, they died a week later, a month later, a year later. It was different dosages, thousands of tests. That they did it to subways, they did it to San Francisco, Houston, Texas. All of England was sprayed with biological, chemical, bubonic plague. I mean, you name it, folks. And they'd have troops, military doctors in the hospitals. So, but this is in Australian news where their government said no. Their government also said no in 1962 to grain shipments to Asia, putting a hormone in it to sterilize the women. Now, I want to explain something. Our government did this here. They went ahead with it. Young man walks into the chamber, nerve gas him. and you tell veterans that, they'll say, you piece of trash. Back up right now or I'll knock your head off. You don't talk about my army. And I go, no, I have the articles. I have the documents. I have the congressional hearings. Shut up. And I've had this happen to me. Shut up. My government don't do it. And I'm like, yes, they do. Yeah, you just go ahead and make your threats. I will warn you. And it's just like a woman. This happened with John Wayne Gacy. I've read quite a few books on criminology because they're so interesting. But I don't read them anymore. It just upsets me too much the more I learn about evil. And this guy had 20, 30, I forget, dead bodies of 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old boys. He dressed up like a clown, lured them, killed them, tortured them, dressed up like a big, fat demon clown, John Wayne Gacy. And his wife kept saying it stunk down there in the basement, but she was so blown away when she found out he was raping and torturing people to death. It's the same thing over and over again. If you'd have walked up to John Wayne Gacy, Miss Gacy, and said, Miss Gacy, he is killing people down there. He is torturing them for days. He is raping them. She'd say, get out of here, you piece of trash. How dare you say that to me? I'll knock your bloody teeth out. You see? But after it happened, she could admit it. I mean, I'm sorry. It's a fact. Our government kills our police. Our government kills our military. Our government kills us all. They're poisoning us in the shots, the air, the water, right now. I'm not your enemy, cops. I'm mad at you. Violating my rights, being idiots, being brainwashed incrementally. I wish you'd stand up for America. I know a lot of you want to, but you're scared and don't know how. Hell, I don't know how either. I'm just trying to expose it. People say, well, we want more solutions. My God, I can't even get the public to admit that we're under attack. No, that's the first part is warning people. I'm like on the parapet, dinging the bell, blowing the horn, and I'm going, enemies, they're at the gate. They're battering the gate. We got enemies inside the gate trying to open the gate for them, and then the public's walking around in la-la land, and telling me, well, we want solutions. Hell, man, it's not my job to give you solutions, though we do try to give you a lot. We're just here letting you know, hey, red alert, we're under attack. I got another clip I got to play. I got to hurry now. Go ahead and play the 30-something second. And look how they whitewash it like it's no big deal. And do they tell you what the lethal nerve gas was going to do to them? Here it is.
It's been revealed the U.S. military planned to test deadly nerve gas on Australian soldiers during the Cold War. Newly declassified files show that America was strongly pushing then-Prime Minister Harold Holt to allow the tests.
Is it your view that if Australia had gone ahead with it, it was probably illegal?
Oh, it was in international law terms, it certainly was. Well,
and that's why they were breaking it up.
Yes.
The top secret plan involved allowing 200, mainly Australian combat troops, to be air-bombed and sprayed with the chemical weapons.
And folks, they knew the atomic soldiers were all going to die. They knew the uranium miners were going to die. They took little babies and radiated thousands of them in the U.S. I mean, there's even photo and film footage of it. Stuff I wouldn't even put in Endgame. I'm not putting three-year-olds who've been radiated in my film. You think I exaggerate? I don't show you the dead children. But you need to go look it up yourself and look at them for yourself and then shut your mouth when you tell me I'm making stuff up. I'm going to tell you again, cops and military. You are hated. Henry Kissinger wrote a book calling you dumb animals. I don't do that. I tell you point blank to your face, you're being used. And I'm telling you there's dead bodies in that basement. I've seen them. You understand? I've got the documents, the facts, the eyewitnesses. I have seen the dead bodies in John Wayne Gacy's basement. So don't you tell me they're not there. You go in there and you look for yourself and you look at those maggot-covered corpses instead of telling me I shouldn't get upset about it. I'm sick of you not listening to me. This isn't a joke. I'm not risking my life to play games. I want to play the Declaration of Independence, and it's got the actor introducing it, and I agree with him that it's the ideal that's so beautiful, that's inspired so many things. Let's go ahead and play it. We'll come back and play the rest of it. Stay with us.
A group of politicians from the 13 American colonies come together in this building, right here, to plot what turns out to be a revolution. A contentious Continental Congress needs to set forth some convincing reasons for declaring war. Congress turns to a brilliant 33-year-old aristocrat from Virginia, Thomas Jefferson. in a matter of days, the red-haired wonder writes one of the most celebrated manifestos for human freedom and self-government in the history of Western civilization. The Continental Congress authorizes Philadelphia printer John Dunlap to print 200 broadsides, poster-sized sheets. The document, unsigned, is then rushed to waiting horsemen who put it in their saddlebags and gallop throughout the colonies. See, if this Revolutionary War is to be won, thousands of farmers and tradesmen must be persuaded to take up arms and fight. And they do. And not many people realize it today, but scholars believe Jefferson intended for the Declaration to be performed and not just read. Its words and rhythms were written to be spoken in proud and defiant tones in grand public places. It's a safe bet that the Continental Congress never had in mind a performer like me. That is to say, a black man. Thomas Jefferson was not ignorant of the problem of slavery, of course. He called it a moral and political depravity. And in the original draft of the Declaration, denounced the slave trade as a cruel war against human nature itself. But Congress thought better of this particular item and deleted it. In fact, there was no mention of slavery or black people or of women, for that matter, in this preeminent statement on the equal rights of man. So it makes you wonder, how could a man who himself held slaves write with such incredible passion and eloquence about human liberation and the promise of a democratic republic? Why, some may ask, do I bring up such embarrassing truths on this glorious occasion? I answer. The real glory of the Declaration of Independence has been our nation's epic struggle throughout history to close the gap between the ideals of this remarkable document and the sometimes painful realities of American life. The Declaration symbolizes the birth of our nation, of course, but also the constant struggle to achieve its ideals. Consider. The words of this document inspired the French Revolution in 1789. 200 years later, the revolt of Chinese students in Tiananmen Square. It inspired Abraham Lincoln to issue the Emancipation Proclamation, Martin Luther King Jr. to fight for civil rights, and women's suffragettes to fight for the vote. This business of fulfilling the Declaration of Independence is a difficult struggle, but it is also an ennobling struggle. Jefferson called the Declaration an expression of the American mind. It is why this nation is so great, and why I am so proud to be an American. Here now are those sentiments as first expressed in this very place.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them,
a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations,
pursuing invariably the same object. Evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable only to tyrants.
He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records, for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures.
He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state, remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within.
He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers.
He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power.
He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation.
For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us.
For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states.
For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. For imposing taxes on us without our consent.
For depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury. For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever.
He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us.
He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people.
He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy of the head of a civilized nation.
He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands.
He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions.
In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned
for that part in. That's enough for now. I'm going to come back and play the rest on the other side, but yeah, they would grab people for the draft, okay? They would grab them out of the seaports and off the boats, and that's what the draft is, which are drafting soldiers that have already been in. And when you go through that, they're doing every single thing, asset forfeiture, seizure, grabbing people's goods, saying they were criminals. You know, swarms of new agents to eat out our substance. You know, these administrative offices. It's far worse now. It's just they were quite informed and educated and intelligent back then. They weren't having a diet of fluoride. We'll come back with the rest of it. Stay with us.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine, I've been on.
All right, we're almost out of time. I got about 2.5 minutes left for Declaration of Independence. I want to play. And then retransmission starts at InfoWars.com with a whole passel of important guests in the last 4 hours. It'll be re-aired on the network 9 to midnight on the satellite, the Star Guide, AM and FMs. Everybody else, we really appreciate you. But on the Internet, it starts refeeding in about 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. So if you're on those streams, the specific internet streams at InfoWars.com. You can listen to that rebroadcast again or subscribe to the free podcast. One more plug there in the InfoWar. You know, we got a lot of great water filters, but there's a new system that you don't even need water supply to get water. And by new system, I've seen this for years in companies, read about it, heard about it. They're fans of the show and sent me one, I guess, 4 or 5 months ago. I never got around to getting them as a sponsor. Incredible stuff. It grabs the water out of the air, whole bunch of gallons a day, totally clean, goes through 5 filters, easy to clean the filters out. This will save you money in just about 6 months with what the average person buys with bottled water that can't be trusted. Takes it right out of the air, runs it through 5 filters. It is EcolaBlue.com. Big fat banner on InfoWars.com, EcolaBlue.com, or 1-866-585-4044. Call them and get a free brochure, or go online and check them out at ECOLO Blue. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 866-585-4044. And it's a fabulous system, 866-585-4044, or EcolaBlue.com. Okay, I'm going to let the Declaration of Independence take us out. And as I said, retransmission starts at InfoWars.com. Totally jam-packed first, second, third, and as you know, into this fourth hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. If you missed any of it, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the radio show. Here it is, the end of the Declaration of Independence. What really made this country so great? Are we perfect? No. But were we better than everybody else? Yes. Now we've become the worst. Kind of how history works.
A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people.
Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us.
We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here.
We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity.
And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence.
They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown.
And that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved.
And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence,
we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
This transmission. Great job, folks at Genesis. Great job, the crew down here. I want to thank all the sponsors, affiliates, and listeners. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.